Jungle Boys.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm looking to speak with the person who handles the online listening for Jungle Boys Free Service. Is that you, by any chance?
Yeah. Why, what's this about? Because I'm very busy.
Okay. Actually, sir, my name is Andre, and I'm over here with Local Splash. And what prompted my call to you is we are a premier partner with Google and Meta, and we just wanted to speak with you about listing the business on the first page of Google for your categories. So basically, anyone who searches for Tea Service around Cheswick or even Pittsburgh, we make sure that your business is on that first page. I mean, am I speaking with... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're speaking with Dean, Dylan's son, on top of son's father. Thing is, when you list, do you have to have a website up?
Oh, actually, not really. So if you don't have a website, that's totally fine. But do you have, like, a physical location? Are you still located in Lynn Court?
Yeah, Denver Lynn Court, yes.
Okay. So, Dean, I know you've, like, tried to search, like, Tea Service around Cheswick, and as you can imagine, there's, like, the list of local guys, right? So that's where we'll be putting you. But how long have you been in business around Cheswick?
This is going on our fifth year.
50, okay. But website. That's amazing, actually. No website, just word of mouth, I believe, right?
We had one, but it went down because the credit card changed the number, and we didn't catch it quick enough, and the website went down, and now we have to redo it. Does that make sense?
I understand.
Yeah, they couldn't charge us, so they just shut it down, and we didn't notice.
Because when I tried to look you up, you have, like, a website here, but it's no longer active, like jungleboys3service.net. Is that
right.
It?
Yes.
Got it. I mean, Dean, you mentioned...
We're .com now, I believe.
Oh, you're...
It was .net.
That's great.
I'm working on that right now to try to get it back up, and I just don't have the time. You know, we're just too busy, and I work two jobs, so...
I see. So this is not yet full. I mean, you mentioned, is your son Dylan, or is your father Dylan? Because here,
My son's Dylan.
Oh, Dylan. Okay.
He's my son.
Who
owns the business.
Oh, I see. But, I mean, are you, like, partners? Maybe you are, like, making decision also
on
the company?
I just help him out to do stuff while he's out on the road. I'm the one who, if I talk to customers, I get them set up with his estimates and whatnot, and I deal with other stuff that he don't want to deal with. Basically, I'm a volunteer worker.
No worries. But, I mean, is this something that you would want for the business, Dean? I mean, for Dylan, since he's going to be, the sole owner of the business.
Well, how much does it cost?
I mean, it depends really on a couple of factors. I mean, do you just work around Cheswick, or how far do you, usually go?
Well, we have a 10-mile radius.
Okay. Just a 10-mile radius, and I believe you do commercial works, right? So residential,
yeah, we'll do commercial, yeah.
Okay, no worries. So, again, I really want to give you the pricing here right now, so let me pull up the details. But, I mean, you do see the value on having, the business on the first page of Google, right?
Okay.
So let me just pull up everything here real quick.
Yeah, because at the moment, we're, just spending all kind of money here because... You know, I'm on Yelp now. We're on Yelp. We're on Angie. We're in golf courses, So, there's a lot of money flying out. And it's so I'm busy right now. So that's why I need to know how much I can bring it up to him. You know what I mean?
If that's the case, because since you're using Yelp, I mean, how's Yelp working for you? I mean, are you getting enough
customers?
We just
started that 2 days ago. 2 days ago. Oh. Yeah, we already got a call. Someone reached out already.
I see.
Yeah, so.
Because right now, dude, I really want to get to the pricing here, but again, you mentioned that Dylan is the one making the decision, right? Because
yeah, I bring it up to him. He won't answer his phone. He won't make a decision. I deal with the people, and then I bring it up to him. You know what I mean? That's how this relationship's been since this business started.
I see. So actually, Dean, I'll be honest with you. So the reason I asked you about the decisions or who is making the decision, it's the same reason why we are calling you today. I mean, can you call Dylan and maybe join the call if that's
he's working right now. No.
Because
you tell me a price and I got to go back to work here. You know what I mean? Because I'm doing my full-time job right now.
I see. So you're not. Got it. Because for the pricing itself, I mean, I really do want to give you the pricing here, but is there like a best time to give you a call, like for both of you, with also Dylan?
I can't even say that because you don't live with me. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So I can't, and he's working and then he does his thing, you know, and we can't even get together to do our taxes to get to the tax guy, let alone a phone call. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No worries. I really appreciate that because, again, Dean, I really want to help you with this one, but is there like a better phone number that
you
can
always
call like Dylan? Oh, I'm sorry?
Yeah, if you want to give him a call, go ahead. I mean, I don't care. You know, I mean, he's going to just call me and say this person called, or else he won't answer the phone.
I see. I mean, maybe can I get, like, the phone number if that's okay? And I'll just try to reach out to him and mention that we have talked about this.
That's fine. I mean, believe me, if it's $200 a month, he probably ain't going to do it. So, I mean, I know he won't do it. So, anywho, you want his numbers, 412.
Got it.
737-6338.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all of the details, Dean. But, yeah, thank you so much for taking your time here. And, yeah, you have a wonderful day.
All right, bye.